about a very important issue and something that I think, as I noted before, has the chance to be the single most effective thing, legally speaking, that the pro-life movement has ever done here in Colorado. But to set the stage, I want to play a clip from the President of the United States State of the Union Address, Donald Trump, this past Tuesday, where he specifically addressed the issue that we will be talking about this half hour.
We know that America is constantly achieving new medical breakthroughs. In 2017, doctors at St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City delivered one of the earliest premature babies ever to survive. Born at just 21 weeks and 6 days and weighing less than a pound, Ellie Schneider was a born fighter. Through the skill of her doctors and the prayers of her parents, little Ellie kept on winning the battle of life. Today, Ellie is a strong, healthy 2-year-old girl sitting with her amazing mother, Robin. In the gallery, Ellie and Robin, we are glad to have you with us tonight. Ellie reminds us that every child is a miracle of life. And thanks to modern medical wonders, 50% of very premature babies delivered at the hospital where Ellie was born now survive. It's an incredible thing. Thank you very much. Our goal should be to ensure that every baby has the best chance to thrive and grow just like Ellie. That is why I'm asking Congress to provide an additional $50 million to fund neonatal research for America's youngest patients.
You hear the mother screaming there.
That is why I'm also calling upon members of Congress here tonight to pass legislation finally banning the late-term abortion of babies. Whether we are Republican, Democrat, or independent, surely we must all agree that every human life is a sacred gift from God.
How President Trump did that was fantastic. And the way in which he went about it and making the point of providing a visual that's so powerful, I think, was the way it has to be, that you have to do it in order to get the point across the American people. But the problem is at the national level, you have the Democrats in control of the House of Representatives, and they're not going to move forward with ending late-term abortion. But here in Colorado, there is an incredible opportunity for us to do exactly that, as a new ballot initiative is trying to get the signatures needed, just a few weeks left, to get onto the 2020 November ballot that would end late abortions in Colorado. Their website, DueDateTooLate.com. And Juliana Day is lead organizer, joins us here in studio. Juliana, welcome. It's so good to have you here. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Jamie. It's always a pleasure to be here, and especially to talk about an issue that is not only close to my heart, but it's just an important issue that is affecting society in general.
It so is, and I want to explain why I think this is so effective, and then we'll get into the specifics of what it would actually do. For many years, the pro-life movement in Colorado has tried in many different election cycles to get a personhood amendment on the ballot and approved by the people of Colorado. It's failed every time because essentially it would get rid of abortions altogether here in the state of Colorado, which obviously is a goal we should all be working towards. The majority of Colorado voters have never been on board with that. And not only that, if it were to be approved, it likely would be struck down by the Supreme Court. But here in Colorado, we're one of the few states, if not maybe the only, that essentially has no limits on abortion, particularly as it relates to time. And that's what this measure would do, is finally put a limitation, particularly in terms of banning late-term abortion here in the state.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things that has been very surprising is that when, since I go directly and talk to the people, and I always fascinated just to hear the testimonies from the community, and to know that so many people don't have any idea that in the state of Colorado, you can actually abort a baby until just the last second that a baby is going to be born. So it's just amazing. So what this initiative 120 tries to do is to set restrictions at 22 weeks when a baby into the pregnancy. So just to ban late-term abortion, because for me, it's just incredible the emotions involved about this issue, because when I've been talking about especially women and whether they are pro-life or pro-choice, many times I found myself just embracing these women and crying with them, because there's a lot of emotional pain and psychological pain and physical pain too, because the other side is always presenting the issue of abortion. Hey, it's something very simple. It's going to take 10 minutes and you're going to get rid of tissue, when the reality is completely different. And when specifically about Initiative 120 is the third trimester, when a baby has all the physical structures to feel pain. Yeah, and it's viable. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that is critical, because a baby is already viable.
One thing that I like about this particular initiative, and I got the text in front of me, is that it doesn't lock people up in jail. Like, that's one of the things that the pro-choice crowd are all about. Those who are advocates of abortion, they say, well, these measures would lock up women who have an abortion. They would not be penalized women at all. Doctors wouldn't be facing jail time. They would be fined, maybe lose their license as part of this if they were to perpetrate an abortion. It does have the life exception for the mother, for example. Mm-hmm. Also, someone who has a miscarriage won't be penalized for something completely out of their control. Talk to us a little bit about that, because that's where I think the potential here for success really is, in the way in which this is worded and presented, if and when it gets on the ballot in November.
Yeah, one of the critical issues was to have a language that will not penalize women, because they are going through so many difficult circumstances when we're talking about young girls getting pregnant, or for, you know, in life, probably they don't have the financial resources. There are women that are going through many difficult circumstances. So we didn't want to add just to, you know, those problems and making it more difficult for a woman. So the language of that initiative is very moderate, and it doesn't penalize women at all. So when it comes to the penalties for the doctor, is it will become a misdemeanor class one, but with no jail penalty, and he will have to pay the fine if not, and mainly the penalty is to take away the license of the doctor at least for 3 years. That's the penalty. So I think we can have a consensus here in the state, and it's just already the data is showing that 73% of Americans in the country, they feel like it's something reasonable to set some limitations when it comes to abortion.
And one thing, and this goes to the point I was making before, Juliana Day, and that is one thing that the pro-life movement has been trying for, understandably, is to ban abortions altogether. And that hasn't been tenable because of some of the issues that you're coming across here and expressing, which is the idea of not throwing people in jail, for example, mm-hmm. or the notion that there are a lot of people who think, at least up to a certain point, abortion should be something that people are able to do. It's from a pragmatic perspective of actually being able to finally put a limit on abortion here in the state of Colorado. It's a pragmatic approach. It is pragmatically pro-life.
Yeah, this is something that when I have talked to pro-choice women and men, they feel is reasonable. And sometimes I've been asked the question, when is that a baby feels pain? And I remember this particular young girl, she was telling me, I'm pro-choice, but I want to know when a baby feels pain. Mm-hmm. And I was just indicating, you know, a baby at that stage, of course, feels pain. So there's something very reasonable. They feel, okay, you are putting some restrictions, and even though I'm pro-choice, but the idea that there are no restrictions that you can abort a baby until birth, yeah, that's not me. That's not me. And they've been signing, a lot of those people that are pro-choice, and they've been signing the petition already.
Do you know how many other states in the country have no time limit whatsoever?
Yeah, there are 7 states.
Yeah. So yeah. We're one of 7 out of 50 in the nation.
Exactly.
That doesn't have a time limit. And that is astounding to me, after all. And it has been, I've been aware of this for several years, the idea that we don't have any time limits. And my thought for years has been, the pro-life movement should be advocating for at least a late-term abortion ban, as opposed to going for the gusto and trying to get rid of all of it, which isn't going to happen. So that's why I'm so glad that we finally have something like what you've put forward, trying to get onto the ballot. Now, a big question is, how are you progressing? How has this been going? I know you've been getting a lot of support from the, not just pro-life community broadly, but from churches that have often had signing events where you can go and sign the petition to help get it onto the ballot this November and so forth. How is that moving along, and what kind of response are you getting from people in that regard?
I'm feeling very encouraged, and we are going to be able to put this on the ballot, but this is the final push, and we have to finish.
3 weeks left?
We have to finish strong, and just to make a statement that we are united when it comes to this issue, and we are setting the deadline for February 15th for the people who was requesting the petitions, and they have the petitions for a while. Please send them back. That's going to be critical, just to get those petition packets back. And you can contact me, please. My cell phone number, just keep that in mind, is 720-899-0897. And the address, if you want to mail the packets, is on the front of the petition. So it's on the, there's the P.O. box, and it's in Inglewood. Please mail the petition. If you have it completed, you already notarized the petition, please send them back. And if for any reason you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me. My cell phone number is 720-899-0897. Or send me a text message. You can also email me at julianaday33@gmail.com. And the spelling of my name is GIULIANADAY33@gmail.com.
And there's contact information on the website as well, which is duedatetoolate.com, which I think is a very easy to remember website. I think it's clever and gets to the point. Duedatetoolate.com. Or also, if you click on the events page, you'll see upcoming events. Tell us about that, because if people are listening and they want to sign the petition, if they haven't done so already, don't sign it again if you've already signed it. Doesn't mean that you're going to get additional signatures onto the ballot initiative. Also, it can mean your signatures altogether are disqualified if you go ahead and sign
twice, right?
Or at least one of them gets
disqualified. One of them. Just one of them. Okay. Yes. And we'll get disqualified, invalid. But what is important is I encourage people, please just go to the website, duedatetoolate.com. And there's a list of different events. And we're trying just, especially this Saturday, the 15th, February 15th, and we're going to have events all over the state. And we're still encouraging people, if they want to help the efforts, and if you feel like, hey, I can spend a couple hours from 10 to noon on a Saturday 15th and gather signatures, please let us know. And so we can post it on the Facebook, because we want this to be at all over the state. Mm-hmm. And if you want to sign the petition that day, or there's another church that wants to participate, I encourage just to do it. Keep doing it. And for those new churches and people, individuals who want to carry petitions, the deadline will move it to the 23rd. That will be February 23rd for the new ones. But for the ones who already have the petitions, please, we need those petitions mm-hmm. back. It's very important to start validating the signatures.
We're talking with Juliana Day, who is running the effort, along with so many others that have been actively helping in this important objective to end late abortions in Colorado. Duedatetoolate.com is the website. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll list out some of the cities this weekend and next weekend that you can go to, or during the week as well, to sign the petition if you haven't done so already. And we'll talk a little bit more about why this is so important and very strategic as well on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Stay with us. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Jimmy Sangenberger, News Talk 710 KNUS.
We'll be right back. Good evening, folks. Welcome back to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. News Talk 710 KNUS coming back with a little Reverend Jimmy Bratcher doing his tune, Something Better. And yes, folks, there's got to be something better than the current state of affairs in Colorado, where abortion is legal up till the last opportunity for an abortion to take place before the baby's born. But there's an effort to get a ban on late-term abortion on the ballot. The End Late Abortions in Colorado Initiative 120, their website, DueDateTooLate.com. That's DueDateTooLate.com, where you can go to the events page and find out a place near you where you can sign the petition. Very much needed. Coming up on the end of the opportunities to do so, it's the beginning of March. Juliana Day joins us in studio. She is leading this effort along with so many others that have said, yes, enough is enough. Let's take this step. Juliana, what's the final deadline when you have to turn in petitions?
Well, what we are asking people to be just to return the petitions that they were already requested is by February 15th. Please, the ones who are already filled out those petitions, they are already notarized. Please, they are completed. Just send them back, whether the, you mail them or you contact me. For if for any reason you have any difficulties and you cannot mail those petitions, I will make arrangements to get them back. But please, we have them. We need those petitions and start validating those signatures. And for I still encourage people, please go to DueDateTooLate.com and sign up to be a circulator. That's important. If there's a church, there's an individual that want to circulate. If there are businesses that want to help the efforts and just to ask people to stop by and sign the petition, please do. Just register online at DueDateTooLate.com. And the deadline, because we need to start the process of validating the signatures, will be February 23rd. Please just do. And also just join us. That's another call to action. We know that President Trump is going to be having a rally on the 20th. Please join us. There are going to be thousands of signatures that we are going to be collecting. And for the ones who already have the petition packets and they want to just finish it, and please go over there. If you want to drop off your petition packets too, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And my cell phone number for just to contact me to make arrangements for just to have the signatures or drop off petition packets is 720-899-0897. So please just join us so we can come together as a community. This has been an incredible effort and has been uniting a lot of people.
Well, and tomorrow there are going to be opportunities to sign the petition far away in Glenwood Springs, but also closer nearby is Arvada, Greeley, and Aurora. On the website, DueDateTooLate.com, you go to events, and you can find that all coming up over the course of the next couple of weeks, including the Trump rally down in Colorado Springs on the 20th. And once again, I want to say that the reason why I think this is such an important effort, Initiative 120 and late abortions in Colorado, again, DueDateTooLate.com, is because it is something that, as Juliana Day has been pointing out, people who are even pro-choice, advocates of abortion in earlier stages, think that this is reasonable. Yeah. It's not going to lock women up. It's not even going to lock doctors up for committing an abortion, for undergoing that. It has the life exception. It's very well put in a way that I think is strategic, that is smart, that is pragmatically pro-life, mm-hmm. has an opportunity to be successful. We just need to get it on the ballot. But Juliana Day, we're out of time here. We will have you back as the effort gets ready to wrap up. But congratulations on taking the leadership position on this important effort and doing something that can be done. And I hope many people will get on board. And again, check out the website, DueDateTooLate.com.
Yes, please do it. We can put this initiative on the ballot. I'm counting on a lot of people in the state to come together and do it.
Again, we're one of just seven states in this country that does not have a late-term abortion ban. President Trump called on Congress to do it. They're not going to. The Democrats in control of the House won't take the initiative, but we can take the bull by the horns right here in Colorado.
Right.
DueDateTooLate.com. God bless you, Juliana Day.
Thank you so much.
Thoughts and prayers and best wishes. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger. We'll be back with David Bonson as we continue. Stay with us.